Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fist clip. Face let me get some of this here shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the seas, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never going to go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They're gonna shut up motherfuckers like us, they're gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level hoe, or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be persistent in pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
open up them gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling to no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall. All they wanna do is see us fall. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my me or mo. Free my niggas, then free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hates 12 even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's on my life, we're full of wrongs, it's hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trap out apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up some gates and see my dog.
My dog.
Yeah, I'm free, yeah, let's see no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that?
What's that?
You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's totin'. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm free, yeah, let's see no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs. Free
yeah.
Them all, free them all, free
yeah.
My dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them
I
all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the dicks, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to be some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling for no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free them all, free them all.
I bust on others, leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Ciela putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I up Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're clucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teeth, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics. From this mouth of madness flows one of the baddest in the knocking out snot. Cause I slam like collision for your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn.
Come from where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships. and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention, and we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Now I need y'all to take y'all seatbelts off and lock and load for this here episode. This here is rated R for reality. And leave y'all licenses at home. We ride like outlaws.
My nigga is on, it's on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it been for so long. My nigga is on, it's on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it been for so long.
That's right, June 6th, 7 and 4. I was born on this day and time. Just like the children of the corn, they don't play with mine. Take a line, take the nine. Niggas living fucked up. Stay behind enemy lines. I'm having tough luck. I'm fucked up. Doing my time. I got enough nuts to fuck up. Play a design. I'm more like, what's up? I like to stay on my grind so I can fuck up. Some more game ain't no shame, player. I'm about to cut up and nut up. A place to recline, yeah, you can fuck up. And kiss my ass. I'm the last. You getting stuck up. I snuck up. All with no master blast. Struck up. It's conversation. Over stash and cash. Up, up, in the way all day. I be running the hash. Pup, pup, in the way. Call Ray. It's a turn of fast. Not a very great show. Late to my sermon, the mask. Trust us when I say pop late. Take a moment and fast. Fuck up, yeah. I hope I let it be your man. Thank you for some big plan to keep the club in the state. I'm spending over the years. I can tell you. That's right, another beggar, life of a player like this, resurrected like Christ. What up, DJ Quick, Mr. T on the beat, my nigga E on the mix, stretching out four ways just like a cruiser. Fix man, it ain't nothing nice, just let me do my shit. Nothing come overnight, homie, that's too my clip. Outlaw, I'ma ride a true quick, one day at a time, like a snotter. I do this, that blueprint, ghetto survivor, my new shit, ghetto music. I'ma get lava like Cool Chris. K-R-S-1, S-1-W, true shit. Have a blessed one. I don't want trouble, you fool it. Calling on my phone at the W, you fool it. It's a hit, I'm known, I'm a bubble, you true shit. It's to each his own on my new clip. Carly on the gang, let her hang it, keep it cool.
My nigga is on,
I hope I let it be your man.
My nigga is on,
some big plan to keep the brother in the state fit. I'm spinning over the years, I'm stacked, man. Moving wrong, there's no before I put the middle 20.
Here's up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr. That is. Now, finna hit him and drop a bit of this here Panther politics on this here shit. Now, it's a bad time for good men. They either blast with their badges, or put a bunch of bullets in our back. Or as my nephew, Young Bleed, just agreed, got us on the bus headed back to the state team. When Richard Milhouse Nixon, to Donald John Trump, they still got us all fucked up. When they slave ships, long ass prison beds. Hanging black folks on long ropes, these corrupt ass courts laying motherfuckers down on death row. Ain't no coincidence to this shit. You die by design. Every time you turn around, these motherfuckers got them either putting us up 6 feet underground, locking us the fuck up, or placing us behind enemy lines. You see, my birth certificate was damned in my death certificate. And until this day, I done kissed the casket so much, you get them on a day-to-day basis, I'm still checking my folks just to see if I'm still living. Nah. I need y'all to bear with me. Or better yet, Black Panther Party come with me.
My nigga
in one fourth of my life, I've been locked up. Another quarter of that, I've been in their courts caught up. Another fourth of that, in some sense of the words, for lack of better terms, I've been practicing essentially, got them on the run. And add all that up. Got them together, including the last, get them a quarter and fourth. They've been trying to get them to turn me, get them to a motherfucking corpse. But goddamn it. Here is warning to the hunter and to the government. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And on this day, ain't gonna be no easy prey. What's in the ceiling need to be explained. Y'all done heard the words of this song. When it's on, it's on. Sisters, that's like for Erica Gardner. Dig, we honor Erica Gardner. Get them alone in the Erica Gardner. Get them, we ride for Erica Gardner. It's called Free 'Em All. Shit, we can't breathe. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Y'all know what this is and how we do this, y'all. Get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chapman Fred Huffman Jr., and also Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Spirit liberation, y'all. Keep your heads up and eyes open, the fist clenched. You know what our motto has been? Is to show that you cancel watching Empire, folks. Show that you cancel watching Empire, folks. Real talk. You dig what I'm saying? But they didn't change the days, which Empire come on. They say you got it on Tuesday night. A competition is none. Got the Empire TV show on the run. That being said, y'all, get locked and loaded for 929-477-3785. I know it's kind of dark in here, y'all. We had to pull over. We on the road. So we in and out. We're not in Intellectual Studios today. We will be there again this upcoming again next Wednesday. Let me say revolutionary appreciation to all y'all who have came through. It's still been coming through, still been coming through with the Save the Hampton House campaign. That's what it is, y'all. We say, as a matter of fact, save and maintain the Hampton House. We come over a hell of a hurdle. We's on crunch time. We perform best under pressure. Y'all already had us locked down on dates set to be auctioned. House set to be auctioned, y'all. We continue to organize and mobilize in regards to that. And, you know, we dealt with those contradictions, you know what I'm saying? However, we got some more contradictions you got to deal with. Bring contradictions such as bringing the building back up to code and some more things. So we still connect, we'll support you. Those who gave, you can give again. Those who, even if you want to do financial contribution for actual resources, again, GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse. That's what it is, y'all. We got a number of things we got to touch down on. Matter of fact, our movements, today been a hectic day, like every other day, I guess. Hope y'all seen the video footage we have from these last few days, the children, not if just in front of the Hampton House, but just in general, the children we have, you know what I'm saying, the community. The Hampton House campaign is bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. Bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. Again, y'all, that's what it is. Y'all, look at the footage. Look at the transformation that we're doing, we're engaging in. The garden, you know, collard greens, watermelons, you name it. You dig what I'm saying? Peppers, come see for yourself, 804 South 17th Avenue. Come see for yourself the work that we're doing in the community with the children, the people in general. You dig? Just show us the footage yesterday. People say, well, man, what's going on? I heard something that with the tools they was going to fight. And we look forward to those days. You know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, as Minister UEP News said, the contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. We look forward to that, to them days where children can go head up fighting, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to automatically not saying go get that thing, that banger. They automatically dealing with contradictions immediately with the gun. So we are looking for this dream world, this utopia, where they, you know, so people want there will never be no contradictions. We want to heighten and deal with those contradictions. That's what we're talking about, y'all. So y'all get locked and loaded. We're talking about the contradictions at the beauty shop where the sisters were disrespected. We're going to have people calling in about that. We're talking about the 12-year-old sister in Harvey, just, you know what I'm saying, just we just get the word who was murdered, you know what I'm saying, and people say, well, what's the deal about that? And as Asada Shakur said, being oppressed, we got to struggle. One of the dynamics about being oppressed is the struggle to distinguish the normal from the abnormal. Again, struggle to distinguish the normal from the abnormal. Also, you dig,
another case of police terrorism. We cannot get used to this shit. We can't get used to this shit, you dig? I'm talking about Jordan Griffin, 18 years old, Long Beach, you know what I'm saying? We know a lot of people don't think when we hear about Philadelphia, we should automatically think about, you dig what I'm saying, what's going down, the Liberty Bell and Thomas Jefferson, all that. We want you, when you hear about Philadelphia or Killadelphia, know about the MOVE family, the MOVE organization, know about the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're still fighting to get back out here. We know a lot of people want to talk about Chicago. They come in, certain communities, they want to go see the Trump Towers and all that. We want you to know about December 4th, 1969. We want you to know about September 23rd, 2019. You know, so we don't jump about the taxes that our people are being taxed up out of the community. We want, you know what I'm saying? The deal is, like in Brazil and other places, there are two different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? In the city of Chicago, the graphic crash between Chicago and Chirac will be going through. You know what I'm saying? In Long Beach, you know, a lot of people say, okay, yes, yeah, so, you know, Snoop and you see the commercials, so on and so forth. These are cases of police terrorism. Again, 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? We want to talk. We want not just talk about it. You know, heighten the contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, again, as Minister UEP Newton said, the contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe, y'all. Hey, y'all get locked and loaded, y'all. Y'all get ready to call them up. Call in 929-477-3785. Also, yesterday or today, Marissa, daughter of Letitia Stingsley, you know what I'm saying? Sister close, sister like a sister to us. Her daughter was murdered. You know what I'm saying? We want to keep on putting these cases out there. We want to politicize these cases. You know what I'm saying? We want to, you know what I'm saying, put them in objective context of, you know, how this impacts our people. You know what I'm saying? How they're killing us physically, emotionally, mentally, so on and so forth. We want to talk about the connection of the brother Jordan Griffin. Is it just him? Also, what's the impact? You know what I'm saying? About this brother, I think Devontae Moore, mother be calling in a minute. I may have the name incorrect. The arrogance of the state, you know what I'm saying? Again, I say, how is, we can't, the tax is just his case, but the arrogance of the state, the little brother that's with him, they come on, I'm not talking about it, got him locked up, you know what I'm saying? So when we talk about these cases, we're going to put them in political context, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we at, though. That's what we talking about, y'all. Y'all, again, let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history. Let's leave up out of here with an inspiration to say, okay, how can I get involved in the campaign to save the Hampton House? How can I get involved in addressing these, you know, these contradictions that was happening in Harvard, let's look at being murdered? How can I get involved with having Long Beach? How can I say, you know, saying, how can I correlate this case of Jordan Griffin to the case of Ronnie Man Johnson, you know what I'm saying, Oscar Grant, so many others, you know what I'm saying? The deal is to make that connection from state to city to city, state to state, y'all. That's what it is. Lamont McGee, Lamont Actee, Rockin, Queen Nubia, Lance, Erica, Fremont, Leslie, Fremont, and Trina, Mr. Paul Scott, say they have real talk, I'm going to say they have to announce, Anthony Holmes, Roger, W.C. Marshall, okay, Cut in the building, Grant Cool in the building, Perry Mason, Tony Stan, Queen Nubia, let's make history. Nathaniel Washington, that's what it is. Are we locked and loaded for another episode? Okay, y'all forgive me, I know it's kind of dark in here. We have any callers in queue? We have any callers locked and loaded?
Brother Chairman, we have Nikki on the line with the mother of Jordan Griffin, Sister Jessica. Free them all.
This is Jessica. Free them all, Chairman Fred. This is Nikki. I have Jessica online. Free them all.
Let me preface. Again, I mentioned the case in our introduction. 18 years old, brother's gunned down by Long Beach. Well, first and foremost, let us extend our condolences to you, to your family, to the community.
Thank you so much.
We got an international listening audience. We're going to open it up for you, you know what I'm saying? Don't draw no foregone conclusion that we're familiar with anything that's happened thus far. And I hope I mispronounced the brother's name, the other brother who's still locked up. Is it Devontae Moore?
Yes, Devontae Moore.
Okay. Tell us, again, we open up with our condolences. What's your son? How was he? What's, you know what I'm saying? What's, what happened to him? What stage in the game we in? So we can talk about how we can move forward with, you know, letting the world know about this case so it can be tied to, you know what I'm saying, tied to every nook and cranny of the community, how we can, we're going to talk about connecting these cases with police, case, or we refer to as police terrorism, you know what I'm saying, all over the, not just in the country, but throughout the world. But again, welcome to Free of My Radio, and tell us a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, your son, and, you know, what happened to him, and what stage in the game we in right now.
Okay, my son, Jordan Griffin, he is 18 years old, young entrepreneur. He had just finished high school. He was in college at Long Beach City College for fashion, makes clothes, he raps, he sings, he does all kinds of stuff. He was involved in what they're saying is a robbery of a 7-Eleven in Long Beach, California. There's allegedly he had a BB gun, and he didn't release his firearm. I'm not even sure. The story, what they have in the media, is not making sense. So if my story doesn't sound complete, please apologize. This is what they're giving me, and this is all I have to go off of. So mm-hmm. he didn't let go of the gun. Mm-hmm. He wasn't raised like that, so that doesn't even sound like him. And when he didn't do that, they shot my son 22 times, and he was dead on arrival. They never even took my son to a hospital or anything. They didn't need to revive him. He got shot 22 times. He's gone. Now, his
the police shot
Devontae was with him. Devontae Moore was with him. Nothing happened to him, but he's incarcerated. But his story is so different from what they're portraying in the media. I actually went to go see him. Was it yesterday, the day before that? And he said he didn't even know Jordan was dead. He thought he was in an adjacent holding cell because they took him from his car and started beating on him and told him that they wished that it was him that was murdered and that he's going to go down for murder. So now his charges are attempted murder and attempted burglary. And he's in jail. They just raised his bail, another $100,000. He's in jail. He can't get out unless they bail him out, $450,000 bond. And I know him as well. I've been around him. He slept in my home, ate my food. He's a very good family friend of ours as well.
How old is Devontae, sister?
Devontae is 22.
How old is he? How old is Devontae?
He's 22 years old.
Okay. So, but no one's account, no one is debating that, Jordan was shot 22 times. I mean, that's a fact, correct?
Right.
By their own accounts, 22 times.
Right.
22 times. Okay. 22 times. Like the case, Richard Rich, we saw the other day, in regards to him being shot 22 times also. So I don't, we don't know what's the dynamics with that, but I read, even through the mainstream media reports that were sent to me, that may have been from the Gazette or something. And I have previously said before you would be hard pressed to find anywhere if you Google the police kill anybody. In other words, how they word it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as a result of something, it's euthanized. They say, like, as a result of coming into contact with somebody, a body, you know, he was found dead. But they never just straight out say the police killed him. And I can't emphasize that enough. Like, I was reading the report, the article that was put out on them. It was extremely cold, extremely stoic. We have a thing we refer to as a people's investigation. You know, mm-hmm. we want to call for that too. We respect the different people in different fields, attorneys, so on and so forth. But really,
right.
We want to call it to the community. You know, not to get like a lot of times when it comes out of stuff in our community, we use logic, we use common sense. Say, wait a minute, that don't make sense. If somebody come up on you, you know what I'm saying? They shot you 22 times.
It doesn't add up. And if you see the pictures, if you see the pictures that they're posting in this article online, they have the BB gun standing next to a real shell casing from an actual gun. You could tell that is not the bullet that was released, if there was any even released, because they don't even say Jordan even had an opportunity to even hurt anybody. And you should never take a kill shot on a person. You need to be able to wound them to stop them. They could have shot him in the knee, in the hand, You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wish that mm-hmm. I was able to continue. Even if my son went to jail, at least I know my son is somewhere and I could go see him. He's alive and he'll live out mm-hmm. the rest of his days. He didn't receive that opportunity. He just barely got to be an adult. He only turned 18 in May. He just wow. turned 18. So with all his potential, even all the stuff that he's done so far, the amount of love that I've gotten from the community, even in school, when I went to take my younger son to school, the principal came up to me and held me and was, you know, very emotional, you know, and everybody's like, what can I help? Teachers are calling me. Teachers are finding my number and reaching out to me. The school wants me to speak, you know. And I just feel like maybe this is supposed to be my passion. I hate that this is how I found my passion because I do speak to a lot of people, but just not like in this way. Usually I'm trying to encourage them to, you know, go out and start their own business, black-owned business, support one another, your friends, you know, always buy black, everything like that. But, I mean, I guess this was what had to happen for me to try to become an advocate for a victim of violent crimes and, you know, police brutality. Yeah, because it's just not right, and they shouldn't get away with it. It's ridiculous.
What type? There's no doubt about it. I know. You know, talked to a few people that said that. I've seen some of the comments posted up on social media and love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The people that you also have. Also the people to y'all can tune in too. This down there. This is in particular Long Beach, right?
Right.
Long Beach police, correct? Long Beach.
Yes.
So, if anybody else tuning in, you're going to comment. You know, what I'm saying that, I mean, what they knew about him. You know, what I'm saying, or Nikki, or whatever. Your comments. You know, what I'm saying comments about. You know, what I'm saying his cat, who this brother was. So, you know, some people get familiarized who he was, so on and so forth. I also like to ask, what. Type of impact, like you know, say like that. His contemporary, his friend. You know, say what you know, what type of response y'all seeing? You know, what I'm saying with the cats he grew up with, so on and so forth. You were talking.
Everybody is devastated for both of them. You know, everybody's devastated on both sides because they just it's just sad. They're both two young kids that were just starting out in the world. Devontae doesn't have any prior involvement with the police. You know, this is the first time anything like this has ever happened, and they're trying to tie him to a string of other robberies, and it's just, it's devastating. And that's why I just wanted to What was he saying?
We with you, sister. We with you. No, I was with you. Have there been any mothers or fathers in regards, you know what I'm saying, who police kids, or family members, anybody that we know about that's Long Beach or surrounding area? How far, okay, give us for those outside of California in particular, give us a setup, like you know, where are y'all at in regards to L.A., Compton, and so on and so forth, and you know, so I'm asking this so we can know, like, you know, we can, you know, which forces we can reach out to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we live in Long Beach. Right, we live in Long Beach, California. So this is Long Beach TV.
How is that in regards to L.A.? Like, you know, in regards to L.A., like
Long Beach, I mean, it just depends on the part of L.A. We're about, like, 20, 30 minutes. It just depends on how deep in L.A. you have to go.
Okay.
Free them all, Chairman Fred. This is Nikki. Jessica is in Long Beach. Free them all. She's in North Long Beach, exactly 10 minutes from Compton, about 25 minutes from L.A.
Yes.
I will say this. I've been knowing Jordan since he was a little boy. I think I met Jordan when he was probably like maybe 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
What I can say about this young man, you know, he was just full of light, you know, full of light and life. He was a skateboarder. That was one of his passions. You know, every time I would roll through Long Beach, you know, to go and see about LaVille, I would always see Jordan at that skateboard park. Always would see him. And I'd be like, Jess, what is Jordan doing at that park? She's like, girl, he lived there. But Jordan
yes.
Jordan was, he was a people's person. He was the type of kid that would come in a room and just start talking to everybody. He is that he was the type of kid that would just make friends with anybody. He was very helpful, just a sweet person. He liked to joke. Jordan used to try to get his dance on for a minute, you know, but for the most part, you know, for the most part, you know, Jordan was, you know, a skateboarder, you know, just a good dude into music. And he was loved in the community. He was loved in the community. So this is very devastating to all of us. And with Jessica being, you know, family, you know, it hits hard. It hits different, you know what I'm saying, when you have to actually really deal with the harsh reality, you know, that a family member or your son was brutally murdered. And, you know, and for her to feel almost defenseless, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, me and Jessica have talked, you know, several times since this incident has happened. In the support from the people, Chairman, I know you know. You know what I'm saying, what the people do when they come through. And the people have been coming through. They really have. They have been showing so much support, giving her so much love. So, you know, I thought it was only right, you know what I'm saying, for her to get, you know, for her to get the Cubs to definitely, you know, stand by and back her up.
Thank you, Nicole.
Right.
Everything she said was right on point.
Right on. What, Clint, please salute to the people, to the community. What sort of response? How did you find out about your son being murdered? I mean, what type of response as the administration, the statement they're giving you?
I mean, the police, first of all, the police didn't contact me.
Yeah.
One of Jordan's friends contacted me. That's how I even found out. Not until Friday, because this incident occurred about 11:30 on Thursday night, September 19th. And I was shopping like I usually do. I always have Fridays off from work. So me and Jordan were supposed to go have breakfast together. He was running a little late, but I didn't expect anything because we didn't have a set time. At first, his one friend that he makes clothes with called me through Instagram. And he was like, "Is Jordan with you?" And I was like, "No." But he didn't say anything. I guess he didn't want to be the bearer of bad news. Then not even 10 minutes later, his other friend that he grew up with called me and said, "Mom, have you been watching the news?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, there was a robbery, attempted robbery is what they're saying, at 7-Eleven, and there was two people involved. One of them was Devontae, the other one was Jordan. One is pronounced deceased, and the other one is in jail." So I immediately go into mommy mode, and I'm like, let me call the police station. Let me start calling the hospitals. Let me see what I could find. So we both started calling because nobody wanted to believe it. They wanted me to confirm it. So then that's when my phone just started going crazy. So I'm calling the police station. They don't want to give me any information. They said that the homicide detectives, I had to wait until they got back. So I'm driving around to different precincts, and I said, let me just stop and wait here. So I left a million messages. The lady was like, "You have to wait for them to come back in." I finally got a hold of one of the police officers. He had me waiting for about an hour, and then he took me in the room and told me that the police had shot my child and he was dead. They couldn't give me much information. They said they had to finish doing the investigation. They gave me coroner information and offered me counseling and gave me his card. But anytime I call him, he doesn't give me any other information. And when I challenge the facts that have been presented in the media, they don't say anything. They still, my son's body just got released today from the coroner because they had him all that time.
Trying to figure out. Just released?
Yes.
His body was just released today?
Yes. I was able to pick up his property, not his phone, of course, because they have to finish.
Yeah. So
they have to finish their investigation.
His body was.
I had to wait all that time. Yes. So I haven't even seen my son yet. I haven't seen him yet. Hopefully, I'll see him tomorrow.
We live and direct on Free Mar Radio. Jordan Griffin, Long Beach, 22 times again. Repeat 22 times. Are they saying how many police shot him? Was one police that shot him?
No, they're not giving me any of that information. I don't have access to the video. I don't get anything. I get to sit there and wait, and when they're done, I guess give a police report. You know, 7-Eleven, they can't do anything because the police are all involved. I'm just hoping that anybody can come forward, any witnesses. You know, everybody has a phone now. Everybody's taping everything. If you know any information, just please come forward and, you know, just offer it to me. I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, everything. Just please reach out to me. I don't mind. Just please, any little thing, because that could give me some kind of clue and help support to find out what happened to my son, my firstborn son that I basically grew up with. I had him when I was 21 years old. I just need some kind of information so I can get a real story, not these bits and pieces they're trying to glue together and present to me as an answer for what happened to my baby.
No doubt. I mentioned the people's investigation. A lot of times, in most cases, we are limited to the old-fashioned modes of going out there on the ground, talking to the people. But again, just to reiterate what you just said about, want to put that call out to all, you know what I'm saying, to people out there, you know, put the call out to the community, Long Beach in particular, but anybody who has information, you know what I'm saying, again, regardless of responses, people's investigation, we want to make sure we get the sister's contact information to reach out, you know, whatever support people can give, in regards, I know you probably got to deal with a whole bunch of others. I mean, you name it, the funeral arrangers, so on and so forth, though. So I want to make sure I get some contact information out there, you know what I'm saying? And just, as we say a lot of these, a lot of people say, well, I mean, you know, we just say in terms of slick sound bites to make it sound good. But no, when we say words like police terrorism, we say words like, victims of terrorism funds, so on and so forth. Amongst other things, it's an attempt to put this in the political context of a war being waged on us. If we transplant this case to somewhere else across seas, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? People talk about, you know what I'm saying? It'd be looked at more in the context of war. So we want to struggle again. And we look at these jails as what they are, concentration camps. And stop using nice words like somebody got a bond. They have to have a ransom. Acknowledge that they are political prisoners. I acknowledge that this is police terrorism. I asked the question earlier, his friends, you know, what's the impact? And strategic, because again, not only the physical toll, you know, but the physical death, not to take away from that, but the psychological impact, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? Not until they have us to the point, we're so terrified, we too terrorized, admit that we terrorized. We want this case put out there. We want to call up the different hip hop artists, tie this case in. We want this in the barbershops, the beauty salons, so on and so forth. We'll put the word out. You know what I'm saying? Clinch this salute to those in regards to the Laquan McDonald case. The people, you know what I'm saying? Who was shot 16 times in Chicago? Everybody from the mayor to the people, the organization that was used to water down, was being confronted with 16 shots. That was, you know, that became a common rap, so a common thing, 16 shots. This 22 times shot. I mean, it'd be graphic, but this regardless was a dog being shot. I mean, the people being uproar, like, you know, the Humane Society and everybody else being uproar, like, how you shoot 22 times. You know, and I want to instruct, yeah, you know, saying that we stay focused on the principle of contradiction. I'm talking again, 22 times, y'all. Need y'all support to put this campaign out there. Hit them Twitters, hit them social medias. Justice for Jordan Griffin, justice for them all. Want to tie this in, tie this conversation in, take it to your porch. Says, I'm going to need some contact information. You know, saying whatever else the people can do to support. And again, those who are not actually there in Long Beach. As you pointed out, that social media, anybody get any access, you know, some good word to the grapevine, you know what I'm saying? There's even a question, who killed Jordan Griffin? We don't need the Long Beach Police. We want more specifics than that, you know what I'm saying? Again,
I would love for them to release the names of the officers. I would love that.
Yes, indeed.
I need to know.
I need We need to know. We need to know. We need our listeners. You know what I'm saying? Now, what y'all is there are districts. Y'all have districts, correct? There are districts y'all have down in Long Beach, right? Districts, like wards and all it. Is districts. What do y'all have down there? All like Chicago, we have automatic wards. What do y'all have in Long Beach? What is it?
We have districts.
Y'all have aldermen.
Yeah, districts.
Districts. Okay, districts.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to get back with us. I'm just telling you this. I'm just requesting this from you now. We you know, in their respective area, we were shot. You know, so we need, you know, saying we every politician, the respective churches, all that. We need, you know, what I'm saying, we need they position on this here. So again, y'all want to put this campaign out there just for Jordan Griffin, justice for them all. I see you, Sister Melissa Crowley, on there. Yes, indeed. Let's put this out. Let's connect this case in case with Kwame down, case of Ronald Ronnie Man Johnson. If this was just happening in Chicago, I said, okay, it's a bad situation. If this is happening in Long Beach, I said, it's a bad situation. You know what I'm saying? But it's the arrogance, you know what I'm saying? He shot, again, 22 times, you dig? And we can't get the name. I mean, that's long. You're talking about justice. We can't get the name of the individual. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it. We're going to push forward this. You know what I'm saying? We're going to demand it. And again, we want the will of the people is greater than the man's technology, y'all. We need y'all support on this. Hit them Twitter, hit them hashtags, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. We know we're going against all odds. We know that. We clear that. I'm just saying, you can't do that. We know we had dates for the half an house to be sold. We're going against all odds, y'all. So we're pushing for this campaign again. Put this campaign out there just for Jordan Griffin, just for them all. So give us some contact information. Also, if any funeral arrangers, I know I'm pushing it because you haven't even seen your son yet. And
right.
Any other contact person, you know what I'm saying, that can give it out there. Any ways you put, they need call for assistance, you know what I'm saying, GoFundMe, whatever they have, you know what I'm saying, regardless of resources, the funds be raised, deal with the basic day-to-day thing, you know what I'm saying, again, barrels and so on and so forth. If you can, give us that information if you can, sister.
Yes, we do have one GoFundMe that's we just activated about 2 or 3 days ago. It's been very successful. Actually, his godfather opened it. It'll say for Jordan Michael Griffin from Fallon Norwood, and it has his picture and everything there. We've been sharing it, so I'll share my Instagram. Is I'm just saying ka_LaDaLa. IMJESSAYAN_LOTLA. And my Facebook is Jessica JESS space CUH. It'll have not my picture, but my son's picture. But yes, that's the information for right now.
One more time, and somebody can type. We on Facebook Live also, so somebody can type in what she's saying. We post it also. So if you can't give it to us one more time, sis.
So my Facebook is capital JESSI, and then space capital CUH. There's only one. There's no other Jessica's online. And it's a picture of my son. It's a young man. He looks very sad. That's the picture that I have for Facebook. And I have also shared it there, and I have the link in my bio on my Instagram. My Instagram is IMJESSAYAN_LOTLA. And it has the link in my bio for the GoFundMe there.
The response, right on. The response, I mean, we've been hearing response from West Coast, I mean, Long Beach, LA, you know, Nikki Sharice, Melvin, so many other people we've been seeing on the social media. So, you know, y'all mentioned earlier the people in the, you know, the sponsoring community has been right on. But again, want to put this call out. You know, so we're not satisfied. We need international discussion about this here. You know, we got listeners in Ghana, Turkey, you name it. You know what I'm saying? We want this administration to know that they can't localize it to just Long Beach. We ain't set tripping. You know what I'm saying? When we are hurt or when we impacted on the west side, we ride. When we impacted in Cleveland, Detroit, we ride. So we want, you know what I'm saying, that they go out through it. You know what I'm saying? Again, just for Jordan Griffin, just for them all. These airways are open to you. You know what I'm saying? At any given time, we have Wednesday Freedom Hall Radio Show. We have some other sister stations that we deal with. We'll get them to you also. You know what I'm saying? You're welcome any given time to come on. And, you know, and keep us posted. You know what I'm saying? We want to keep people on the ground. You know what I'm saying? We have a Saturday show. All the sister stations that we have also definitely welcome. And it's more information you might get anytime. Don't hesitate. Text or give me a call. You know what I'm saying? Pass our contact. And let's make history. Let's take history. Y'all, we live and direct, y'all. We talking about the case of Justice for Jordan Griffin. We talking about what's happening in Long Beach. We talking about what's happening in Detroit. We talking about what's happening in Chicago. We making the connection, you dig? We ain't set tripping, you know what I'm saying? The spirit of Marcus Garvey, one struggle, one people, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Check that pictures. We posted, Instagram, tweet, whatever, Snapchat, whatever forms of social media you get access to. Put it through the grapevine, through the barbershop, the beauty shops, you know what I'm saying? The church, the mosque. When Deacon asks, are there any announcers at church tied in? At the mosque, you know what I'm saying, after you get through a search, tie it in. At the hip-hop, at the club, at the barbershop, tie this case in. Tie the case of Ronnie Man Johnson in. Tie it in. Statute of limitations for terrorism. No statute of limitations for terrorism. You know what I'm saying? And people say, what they got to do with you? They have in Long Beach. Hey, again, Marcus Garvey say, one struggle, one people. Just for Jordan Griffin, just for them all. Since you, again, you welcome to stay on with us. Y'all welcome to stay on with us. I think we got anything that I have missed. Let me know.
No, I appreciate your time. But also hashtag Devontae Moore, free Devontae Moore, free them all.
Free them all. Right on, definitely Devontae. Okay, no doubt about it. Again, this is the brother that's with him. Who's locked up? This ain't our first time even seeing this, viewers and listeners. Where the police kills, I'm thinking about this case in Florida. I can't remember in particular. The police kill somebody, and the person with, you know what I'm saying, the person with them, they done twisted around. You know, they ain't got time to mourn. They friend, none of this here. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting around. He's in the jail. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, he get the news that his friend is not only murdered. They tied him in for another case with this here. So, I mean, again, no doubt about it. And if you can, get us his contact information, too, with that, Devontae Moore. So, Captain Vet, those, we need letters. We need correspondence letters. You know what I'm saying?
They haven't transferred him yet. He's still in Long Beach.
Oh.
Yeah, they haven't transferred him yet. He's still going to court. He has one more court date, I believe, October 1st. So he's still in Long Beach City Jail.
One prisoner, one contact with Devontae Moore. One prisoner, one contact. That's what we want to get. You know what I'm saying? And in the meantime, between time, we can call that just to make sure that let them know we got eyes on them. That, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you say, because we know they ain't got no problem with Sandra Bland and somebody at any given time. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear no reports about he tripped up on his belt and, you know what I'm saying, choked himself to death or none of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's important that we make sure that they know we got eyes on them. If it's nothing but a call down to the station and say, I'm calling regards to Devontae Moore, what's his status, what's going on with him? Because, again, we know how, you know what I'm saying, you will come up missing up in there, so we need people to have all, you know what I'm saying, eyes on Devontae Moore. We need, you know what I'm saying, again, the one prisoner, one contact. When they transfer him, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying the event here because, ideally, we put enough pressure on, you know what I'm saying, to back him up with it, you know what I'm saying, with these trumped up charges. But, worst case scenario, they transfer him. We need correspondences again, because we got cases in Illinois where prisons been dealing with 15 years, but the state's still getting paid for them because they no accountability. Let's hold them accountable, y'all. Let's make sure we keep eyes and ears on Devontae Moore. Free Devontae Moore. Free them all. Just for Jordan Griffin. Justice for them all. Live and direct to Free Them All Radio. We making it anything else that I missed?
That was good.
Jessica, Nikki,
yeah.
Okay, Nikki, anything you want to add about the problem?
No. Just rest in peace, and justice for Jordan. Free them all. Free Devontae Moore.
Free them all. Thank you so much, Chairman. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank y'all. Y'all welcome to stay on. We got some other. We got y'all welcome to stay on with us. And some of we got. Hold on. Do we got the other? Melissa, are you calling in? Are they about the 12-year-old sister? Are you online? Are you calling in? Or do we? And also about the case about the beauty shop. And people might say, well, what this case gonna do? We want to tie these cases in. We want to, you know, and again, we want to. They have us so isolated sometimes. Like, well, this ain't got nothing to do with that. We want to tie in our children being snatched up at the Department of Children's Family Services to our children being shot 22 times. 22 times. You know what I'm saying? To the master school closed in Chicago, to the killings in Chicago, right? You know what I'm saying? All, again, everything is political, though. So, again, give me a heads up. We got any more calls in queue? Does it come right? Any more calls?
Prim on, brother. Prim on, brother Tim. We have Martin Johnson at the nail shop boycott. Prim on.
Fremont, welcome Fremont Radio. I don't know if you right on. Welcome Fremont Radio. Give us some take us down. About what's the contradiction? You know, saying I know it's been getting a lot of publicity about this here, and all of you just heard the cases we're doing right now. We riding y'all. We really not leaving, but Long Beach, California. Jordan Griffin shot 22 times by Long Beach police. Devontae Moore locked up. The brother that was with him, he locked up. We still riding. You know what I'm saying? We got passengers out there, so we want to connect these cases to right here in Chicago. Ironically, in Compton, there's a big case campaign too. Not that long ago, we had to deal with there in regards to, you know what I'm saying, the disrespect in regards to our people with doing the beauty shop. So, what's happening, brother? Take us there. What's going on? What's the updates for those who for the benefit? Who's not familiar with the campaign by who the sister was disrespected? Give us some background.
Okay, brother, brother Chairman, Fremo. First of all, let me say this: this particular case we were dealing with, it happened September 2nd. Two black women, actually three at the same time, was assaulted. One young lady was very disrespected by she was cussed, being cursed out. Actually leave when she left out. So her sister, which is like 13 to 14 years old, she when she walked out, she realized her sister wasn't behind her. So she told us, so she tried to get back in, let you know, for her sister to leave with her. They wouldn't let her sister leave. So it was another young lady, which her name is Tanya, was videoing the whole thing. And Tanya, the guy walked up to her and tried to knock her cell phone out of hand for her video recording everything was going on. So Tanya just started just going belligerent on the guy, and she told the young lady, the teenager, which was being held against her will, to follow her, and nobody's going to touch you. And that's three incidents in one day. Back in November of last year, a sister Wally was taken because he thought she was going to walk out. Then before that, hot tea was thrown on another sister inside a fight broke out inside the establishment. So this is a pattern of behavior of disrespect to black
you
people.
About,
same place. Your friend Ma, your son,
You talking about beauty shops in general or the same establishment?
The same establishment. This is a nail salon. Color Nails, 8300 South Holland, is by Stewart in the Walmart mall. Yeah. This is the same incident, same man, same black, same Asian man. We call him Domestic David. He has a problem. He's been trending. And let me say this, Chairman. This thing is bigger than color nails. This thing is going all around the universe, all around. It's a form of disrespect. Also, even in this shooting in Long Beach, that's a form of disrespect. You shoot a person 22 times, and I was listening to it. I'm not familiar with the case, but from what
times.
I heard, it was. That's very disturbing. You know, Chairman, we just went through something like that here in the city of Chicago. 16 times.
Yes, sir.
And a cover-up.
Yes, sir.
So you know what that did
yes,
to
sir.
Our city. So, I
yes,
mean,
sir.
That's where we at. We've been
yes,
out
sir.
Here every day, Chairman. We've been out here from September the 3rd, every day from open to close. We're taking shifts. We're passing out literature. We're going on internet. We got our petitions, online petitions. We're collecting donations, food, water. I mean, people have shown up. We have over 10,000 signatures. We have reported them to the city of Chicago. We also went to the state Illinois license board, so they're coming. I mean, it's going on. This is real. And we don't want to be the type of people, you know, sometimes black people, us as a race, and I'm saying us because I am black, we might rally for 2 or 3 days after that. It's over with. But, brother, we ain't playing. We ain't quitting. We ain't folding. We're not bending. We're standing with our sisters in Long Beach. We're standing with our sisters and brothers
right
in Pittsburgh. We have the same problem. This wreck all over the country.
Yeah. You listeners and viewers, y'all crime chase him. So y'all be he covered down. I don't care what you he move around in the community. He covered down on it. And you mentioned for those who are not familiar with Chicago. This is the southeast side of Chicago. Get that. Let us know what time y'all out there getting. Excuse me. What time we out there? We're gonna get a touchdown with you out there. We're gonna be out there with you. Also, you mentioned Pittsburgh. While we got to listen. While we talking about this here, because again, I mean, like I say, maybe we can just say it's a messed up situation in Long Beach. Or it's a messed up situation in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? The Pittsburgh, the gas station. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Again, what? Let's talk. I mean, these, even if they're not officially connected with each other, it's some message being sent down from a roll call at the police station in New York, or down to the nail salon in Chicago, down to the school teacher in Detroit, that you can treat black folks like you want to treat black folks. You know what I'm saying? It's some memo going out that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker ain't seen the Emancipation Proclamation. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker's still moving on us, you know what I'm saying, with disregard. Some memo is going down attacking these children, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That, like we said, the 12-year-old sister come up, you know what I'm saying, dead, you know what I'm saying? All this is interconnected. What time, what location are in a community out there? By the beauty, on 83rd. Get that information to us again, brother.
The place is on 8300. Okay, 8300 South Holland. That's by Stewart in the Mall of Walmart. We're here every day, Monday through Saturday, from time we're here from 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock. They close early on Sundays. They open up like around 10 to like 6 or 5. Sometimes they close a little early, but we're here to open and close. When they leave, that's when we leave. When they open, that's when we open. Every day. So you can come and support us coming early in the morning. We got flyers. We got food. We got water. We spread love and education on our sisters and brothers. Let them know that you don't have to tolerate disrespect no more because you want to beautify yourself. But I want to tell sisters, it's going to come a day where you're going to have to make sacrifices not to get your lashes done, not to get your nails and manicures and pedicures and your eyebrows arched. You have to stand and unite with your people. You're going to have to accept unity over beauty. And I just want to say, and I appreciate you, Fredman. I appreciate you, Chairman. Bless you, brother. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, brother. Thank you again.
All right.
Yo, if y'all ride through, y'all, if you can't appreciate you, brother, Crown Chase. Hey, Crown Chase, give me some contact information.
If y'all want to follow me, you can go to my name is Martin, like Martin Luther King, G. Johnson. And my Facebook page is open to the public. Anybody can see it. Martin G. Johnson on Facebook. And I give you updates every day. I go live every day to let you know what the updates are going on with this nail salon. We're going to financially castrate their business. And what I mean by that, we're going to kill their clientele, their customer base. And all their customer base look like you and us, Brother Fredman. They look like us, and it's working.
Yes, sir.
That's $1 million business, and their business is on life support, and we're going to pull the plug. It's on life support.
Before you go one more time, brother, if people not standing out there with the community, they can drop off water. What kind of supplies can they bring over there to those?
Like water,
how can
paper
they help?
Cups. Water, paper cups, food, pizza, all that. Poster boards, little sticks that we can make posters. Any little thing that you think can help in this protest that will help. Even we willing to accept information. If you got any things that you think that can help us, or if you see us doing anything wrong, come by in the spirit of meekness and let us know. Because we're constantly you know, as more they change, we change too. You know, right now they on the defense and we on the offense.
So you're right. So you're right. Man, hey, love and appreciation, my brother. Keep us posted.
All right, bro.
Real talk.
Peace out. Yes, sir.
That's a crime chasing. We live and direct, y'all. We talking about the disrespect. You dig what I'm saying? What's going on in the southeast side of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? 83rd in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? They out there, the community's out there every day. We connected this with the case, you know what I'm saying? In Pittsburgh, right on, Eric. I see you out there right there. If those who have not seen the video footage, what happened to these sisters, you know what I'm saying, in Pittsburgh, check it out. Check it out, you know what I'm saying? And the community, the people, you know what I'm saying, the community been out there dealing with that. You dig? Hey, we had a little more time with this summer, this quote-unquote good weather. Hey, let's do what we do. And get them, even when it get colder, you know what I'm saying? Hey, throw them boots on, and shit, let's do what it do, y'all. We want to tie this in, you know what I'm saying, with these campaign people. So what they got to do with this? What they got to do with the situation? How the old saying go? What they got to do with the price of tea in China? What they got to do? How does connect in about, you know what I'm saying, arrogance, you know what I'm saying, or this individual known as domestic days? You know what I'm saying? The disrespect and disregard he said about the black woman, the black community. What is coming? What's it got to do with Jordan Griffin, you know what I'm saying, being gunned out 22 times, shot out 22 times? Now, we haven't got the specifics on that. We don't know if it was one police or two police, but 22 times. You know what I'm saying? We just seen video of Devontae Moore. How is he, you know what I'm saying, we come from the cloth with 2 + 2 = 4. How is he with him? How is he locked up with him? What the police, why they ain't locked up? These cases, you know what I'm saying? Again, everything is political. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, put this out on utilize social media. We're going to utilize the grapevine. Utilize that old-fashioned just getting out on the ground, y'all. Let's make the connection, y'all. City to city, state to block, state to state, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Tell us in the campaign to say to happen now. Tell us in the campaign, Ronald Man Johnson, Oscar Grant, you name it, you know what I'm saying? Again, let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. We live in direct, y'all, on Free MR Radio, y'all. Any more calls in queue?
Free MR, Brother Chairman. No calls in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Free MR.
Free MR. Look here, y'all. It would be ideal if we could say, you know, this is happening in one locale. You know what I'm saying? And I know, believe me, I relate. It gets demoralizing. You go through battle fatigue. You would say, yeah, every time we go, every week, every day, it's another campaign we get to go through. You know, I know some people say, when does it end? We do this campaign and it should be over with. You know, I'm going to use an analogy like when I was held captive, got into my running, got to working out. I said, "Ooh, finally in shape. Let me sit back and chill out." You know what I'm saying? Now, one of my comrades reminded me, he said, "Chairman, you got to still stay out there on that track. You got to still get to hit that weight bench. It's an ongoing process." Minister UEP Newton said, "Revolution is again, it's not an incident. It's a process." And Chairman Mao Zedong said in the Red Book, "In any event that the reactionaries have the ability to rear their ugly heads, they will." We have to keep this. We have to keep this propaganda out there. We have to keep a message that, man, we are not to be disrespected. You know what I'm saying? And you know, so we have to distinguish principal contradiction from secondary contradiction. You know what I'm saying? Again, no matter what side of the fence you come from, no matter what your astrological sign is, you know what I'm saying? 22 times shot. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Man, I mean, you would be hard pressed to press that case up in the on Animal Channel. You know what I'm saying? All the cases that Crime Chaser just mentioned alone, I'm thinking he's talking about this. These are from the different institutions. This is from one institution. You know what I'm saying? The sister, the 12-year-old sister, Melissa, her name if you can. The 12-year-old child. Let me say that. The 12-year-old child who just the day before her birthday was gunned down, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't one to the position of just automatically told you about these cases. You know, black people pop up in my mind. I'm not one to that point. You know what I'm saying? So we have to just go right there through the door. You know what I'm saying? So again, you know, we We can relate to the state is doing to us when they had the uniforms on. We know, shade. This is because in all shapes and forms. You know, foreign merchants, slum lords. You know what I'm saying? In fact, the Black Panther Party's position was addressing, exposing not only the fascist pig cops, aberristic, greedy businessmen, and demagogic politicians. All of us tied into it. You know what I'm saying? That's her name, Melissa. Her name is Tay Tay. This is a 12-year-old child. And Harvey, Dalton, it was Harvey. She was shot, we was hoping that she'd get past that, you know what I'm saying? And again, we can't get used to this shit, y'all. We can't get used to this shit. Marvin Gaye said it best. This ain't living, man. This ain't living. So let's make it a campaign about this, sister, you know what I'm saying? Let's tie it in, let's fight for the code of conduct. You know, certain things ain't cool. You know, we don't live in we're not from utopia. We know it's gonna be some issues. We know it's issues in our community. We don't think we're gonna come through and wave some magic wand or drink some magic elixir, some juice, green juice, and everything gonna be okay. But, hey, some cases, some things don't care, no probation. You know what I'm saying? So a code of conduct, big. You know what I'm saying? Impact. Hold on. Some things just shock us. Whoa, wait a minute. What happened? Miss such and such, shorty such and such, the little brother, that movie, Killing, the scene in there, the cats in the streets, whatever, you know what I'm saying, certain codes, you know what I'm saying, a dog don't shit with eat, you know what I'm saying, and certain things regards to children, so on and so forth, real talk, Black Panther Party Club, code of conduct, you know what I'm saying, it's certain things that just can't happen, We don't talk. We say the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? And people say, "Well, Chairman, what about what they call black on black crime?" Like, well, first of all, we get an issue with that term. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an imbalance. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have a discussion. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I need to hear them words. That white on white crime. You know, brown on brown crime. I need to hear all that. And don't tell me about white folks don't get out on each other. Don't tell me about other communities don't get out on each other. Yeah, it's going down. It's going down. Mothers get down with each other, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, even in our community, whether we talk about Rwanda, with the Hutus and Tutsis, we're going to have that conversation. We're going to acknowledge the role of the Belgium, the role of the French played. In Chicago, you know, so you were talking about the Stone's Disciples in the late 1960s. We're going to talk about the infamous Woodlawn Experiment. You want to talk about these killers in Chirac. We're going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the record industry, all the ruling class entities that are responsible for this here. But then I ain't gonna dress this up. I know some contradictions. I know some casualties of war in our community. We want to fight for the space that we can be able to deal with those contradictions. Again, us, we. You know what I'm saying? Because if you believe that the police is trying to stop crime, you believe that Don King won't stop boxing. You actually believe that Don King. You went to an event. And this boxing is too brutal. People having head injuries. We have to convene a panel to address boxing being stopped. And you walk up in there and you see Don King sitting at the head of the table, addressing how boxing gonna be stopped. You walk up out of there. Listen, man, this is some bullshit. I know this man has been making money before Tyson and before Ali. You know what I'm saying? So. That's his bread and butter. What the fuck he gonna, you know what I'm saying? You think you gonna see somebody at the stockyards who selling meat? You know what I'm saying? At a vegan conference that we're pushing vegan shit, vegetarian food? No, ain't nobody gonna stop this shit with us, y'all. We gotta deal with these contradictions, man. Real talk. We live in direct, y'all. Hold on, you can't. Okay, we live in direct, y'all. Any call. Free them all, comrade.
Yeah, we have Erica in Pittsburgh on the line. Free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all. Free them all, Chairman. Free them all, Queen.
Free them all. Free them all.
Free them all. Yes,
welcome to Free them all radio.
Thank you, Chairman.
You're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm at the gas station on the north side of Pittsburgh. The Exxon, where there was an assault on two black women in the store. The story you know, that they, this is what the women are saying, is like they went in to pay for gas. They paid $17 for gas. And when she went back out to her pump to pump the gas, it was leaking. The pump was leaking. So when she went back in to let them know that their pump was leaking, they just start snapping out on her like, you didn't get no gas. This and that. She was like, I just spent $17 in here. She had the receipt in her hand. She said, just give me my money back. And they just attacked her. They just, from there, they just went on to attacking her and her sister. So, you know, we out here right now, like,
you say, verbally attacked her, like.
No, they just attacked him, like, they just started hitting him, like, he was just smacking her and throwing her around, and he banged her head off of the gas pump. I think they might have took that video down, because, like, when I see somebody who has shared it, the video content is not available, so they might have took that video down. But it's probably still floating around somewhere. But it was just like, it angered me instantly to see that. When I seen him hitting on that woman like that, and both of the women, like, there was one white guy, and the other three was, like, some foreign guys. I don't know exactly where they're from. And, you know, they were the owners of the gas station. And because she asked for her money back, they just went on to hitting them and attacking them right out in the parking lot by the gas pump. Bang her head off, threw on the ground. You know, it was just like, it was bad.
And she actually, come on, man, she's still hitting me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
One of the young ladies that was attacked, and again, that footage, again, in Pittsburgh gas station, I don't know what you can type in to put it up. She articulated herself. So do we have a contact? She posted on Instagram, laid out, summed up. She summed up what happened to her. So do we have her name? Or what, as a matter of fact, I want to put a call. Do you have a name? A contact?
Oh, I know, Rick. Hey, Amber, yo. They don't hear me. I know their last name is Reagan. R-E-G-A-N.
Okay.
R-E-G-A-N. So if you type the Reagan sisters, you know, you might be able to find it like that. The Reagan sisters, the Northside gas station.
The Reagan sisters, Northside gas. So listen, check
gas
it. Reagan sisters, Northside. Yeah. Northside. What's that area of Pittsburgh? Is that the hood? What is that like? Northside Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is a hood part. It's a hood part. Yeah, but see, it's like Chicago a little bit, because, you know, you could ride on one street, be the hood, then you ride through the other part, then you ride back, you know what I mean? But, like, this area is, you know, it's a hood. Yeah.
I encourage people.
Come on, free them on radio.
I encourage people to see this footage. This real live footage. You know what I'm saying? I mean the beatdown, the attack that went down on these young ladies. You know what I'm saying? Again, I encourage y'all to check it out and repost their summation. Yes, indeed. I hear you loud and clear, Christopher Willard Ball. He's gonna post up his Pittsburgh racist as hell. Yes, indeed. Malik Ishmael, I see my brother Money Frazier in the field. That's what it is. Yes, indeed. Free them all,
Chairman. I got the name of the one sister. It's Yassi, Y-A-S-H-I. I believe she said Yassi Reagan. And then there's a sister, too, but I didn't get the sister's name. Yeah.
We want to put a call out. Right on. Sayu, yes, sir, my brother. Right on. Real talk. Good to see you, brother. We're free them all. Yes, indeed. Angela Poor, good to see you. If we can put a call out for them, I got you, brother. Yes, sir. For them to come on the Free Them All Radio, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to come here and catch them, like, for the Free Them All Radio, but they was here earlier, but they're not here now. Yeah.
Well, get the word through the grapevine. We would like to have them on that record. I've seen the summation that they posted themselves. That was right on.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the word to them. You know, say come on in. So people, you know, what I'm saying, because I mean, people seen the footage, but it's right on. Had them summing it up. You know, what occurred. You know.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And you know, it's like the first rule of business. You come in. You know, what I'm saying, when you come in through the slum lords, you come through the gas stations, whatever, the Sam and Mike stores, the fried chicken, the fish joints in Chicago. Do as you will, you know what I'm saying, with the black community. And that's been the case for quite some time. We want to send let it be heard loud and clear. Hey, it's a wrap on that. You know what I'm saying? Again, man, motherfuckers been feeling comfortable coming through. Chicken and fish be outdated. They throw some vinegar water on it, rinse it off, bring a little color back, you know what I'm saying? Color on it, make it look good. You know what I'm saying? Mother go up in the gas station, you know what I'm saying? Have you a 14, 15-year-old sister back there. They back there doing as they will, talk to people like this garbage, you know, joking here and there. No, we get up to ante, you know what I'm saying? Again, up to ante, how we abused. They call us, they call us liquid gold. They refer to us as liquid gold. I can see that. Go to the company, yeah, no doubt about it. They know our potential. They know what's in our. I'm just flashback on the case. This is the Conrad Daphne on Damon in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago. I think his brother had to be 72, 74 years old. Ain't a bust in his head with a baseball bat. Come up, they say for 25 cent bag of chips. You know? So we had to go up there and deal with that contradiction. You know what I'm saying? They try to sidetrack us. Talking about, you know, some guys be selling loose cigarettes. Or, we ain't go. Listen, we not. Hey, all that stuff. We ain't all that sidetracking, trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying? You want to spend more focus on. You know what I'm saying? If this guy passed his sixth grade class or not, or you know what I'm saying? Or Jordan Griffin, or Devontae Moore, or Michael Walker and Cabrini Green. If they, you know what I'm saying? With, you know. If their mother and father was married, if they, you know what I'm saying, if they cut school and they was in eighth grade, we ain't got, hey, I'm going to tell you, when it come to these cases, come to our people, I'm going to tell you like John Walsh on America, who's the host of that show, America's Most Wanted. I'm going to tell you like he told, they was doing a case about a missing intern named Sandra Levy. She broke in with a Congressman Conduit. She was working summer jobs, intern. And I never forget, when they came, when they was on their show, and some guy called in and said, hey, excuse me, what was she doing? She was off, this intern. What was she still doing with Congressman? Before he can finish his sentence, John Walsh had his foot so deep in dude's ass and mouth, he said, listen, this lady is missing. This lady is missing. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to find this lady. That's the position we as a people got to take. And whatever contradiction we got not commute within us, we deal with that. That should be old-fashioned family rules. You know what I'm saying? You don't go out to no block party. You get there talking about, man, Miss Jones, you know, the Jones family came and moved on us. Who? We the Robinsons. You talking about? I'm talking about the Jones be the one, the Robinsons. I'm sad, trying like, what did you do? No, hold on, we had let them. We get back in the house. Hey man, look, cuz, what you was? Hey man, watch yourself. You know, blah blah. That's with our people. We got to draw the line of demarcation, you know what I'm saying? Man, as Minister G.P. said, let's be working in the state of the people. And whatever contradictions, you know what I'm saying? We got, you know, we deal with that. You think the state come out to you and tell you, you know what I'm saying? Well, we got an issue with this particular representative of the system, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to let y'all get out on them. No. No. You even if they fuck over you, they're going to tell you, you got to come back and let us know if you got a problem with them. But no, he fucked over us. So they don't play that. But our community, they want to sidetrack into my, oh, yeah, you know, this person, you know what I'm saying? They used to shoot dice back, you know what I'm saying, back in when they was a freshman in high school. And that become the whole focus of it. It's, we refer to it as the sidetracking of the slave. When they beat Rodney King, the first thing they had, the question was asking, was he, I heard he was speeding. Got time for that. Got time to be majoring in no minors. Have no major, no minor. Could call them up on contradiction, y'all. Real talk. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Live in the rep. We talking about save and maintain the Hampton House. We talking about just for Jordan Griffin. We talking about freeing Devontae Moore. We talking about, excuse me, just for the Reagan sisters in Pittsburgh. We talking about the sister Tay-Tay and I keep on getting Harvey Dalton. ended up using interchangeably with Harvey. You know what I'm saying? Test out these campaigns in, y'all. Real talk. Y'all come on through, see what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take this. Y'all been up all day. Voice kind of gone. You know, see, y'all seen the footage and the footage and the work that we're doing here at the Hampton House. You know, see, y'all seen some of the life. You know what I'm saying? Got to come back. The watermelons that are going here, the vessels going here. You know what I'm saying? We know, given the space, the potential. We got the potential to make life. Also, the rebellion had some puppies and also contradictions. We done lost a few of them, you know what I'm saying? But so they still fighting. We get a few of them still fighting, y'all. And this is, life is happening. And, you know, life and death are contradictions. You know, so we acknowledge, like I said, even with the rebate, the dog and the puppies, there was some deaths. But the life outweighed death, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, if it was just a few cases, I said, okay, you know, everybody, you know, we got to take some loss. You know, that comes with being this community jumping. But every damn day, in every aspect of our life, y'all, or as my obligation, this ain't living, of our existence. You say, more times like we got to hear about the police killing us. There's more times we hear about us dying. More times about we hear about merchants disrespecting us. You know what I'm saying? If it was a few cases, I would say, okay, we'll go with that. That's an aberration. But it's the fucking norm how they get down with us, y'all. Hey, that shit can't happen. It can't happen. Now, that's going to be some respect with us. Real talk. Mothers come in and plot, you know what I'm saying? And pop up any goddamn thing in our community, and you gonna disrespect us? First, taxing me, overcharging me, and you gonna talk to me like I'm garbage? Shit, some don't pay up. Some gotta get you gotta concede on something. Shit, on something. We live in the wreck, y'all. The Free of My Radio. Any callers and cues to come around? And we look.
Free of My Brother Chairman. No callers and cues. Callers, if you like to come in cue, please. Press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. That song, Better Fast, I played it so much. His brother told me the other day, ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Brother told me, he said, when is it going to get easier? And I said, see, you ain't lying. It's getting rough, man. We're going to keep our heads up, y'all. We're going to keep our heads up, our eyes with this control. We're going to keep on swinging, y'all. You know what I'm saying? They can't count us out, man. They can't count us out, y'all. We're going to be updating y'all on some other contradictions we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Politics is like real estate, time and location, all that. We don't know how deep a lot of it is, but we'll keep y'all posted. Yes, indeed. We'll keep y'all posted. Give me any callers in queue or any questions or comments. You know, so we live and direct on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct on Facebook. Who's it trying to call? I'll call that back. So y'all remember those campaigns? Justice for Jordan Griffin, justice for them all. Free Devontae Moore, free them all. You know what I'm saying? So, Crime Chaser gave a brief resume, a brief rundown of the shit that this dude been doing out so long. Shit. Man, this motherfucker is a career criminal. You know what I'm saying? A fucking career criminal. How you been getting out of our people? You know what I'm saying? So we got to expose that shit. And I almost. And sometimes these countries are necessary up to Annie, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shit, you know, call other questions. How was it these different merchants, they able to get these tax forgiveness and grants and loans to come in our community? Black people can't get a loan with $20 from, you know what I'm saying? Bank, look at you like you crazy. What the fuck are you doing coming up in here? Then you're going to pop in, switch up names, get a loan for whales, fishes, run that up, switch it around, get one for dolphins, sharks, walk up, you know what I'm saying, beauty salon, all that type of shit. All type of shit. We're gonna close on out. I want y'all to keep. Hold on. We get. Where we at? 8 or 8:30? How we looking? Where we at?
Grandma, it's your call, Brother Jim.
Listen, y'all. I'm charged. I'm tired in a good way. I know it looks bleak. It looks bleak, y'all. But we gave us information. We got our marching orders. Let's get them and let's do this shit. Let's make history to take history and take history, y'all. Real talk. Give me something to take us out with. Y'all keep them names and campaigns in y'all minds. Y'all keep the move now in y'all minds and y'all hearts. Y'all keep the, you know what I'm saying, your brother and your sister down the street that's locked up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep them babies that's been snatched and kidnapped in the Department of Children and Family Services. Keep them sisters and grandmamas and aunties and, you know what I'm saying, who had to go through degrading ass and brothers too, uncles such and such, who had to go through degrading ass. Insulting, demeaning ass way motherfucker talk to you, you know what I'm saying, to get their benefits. that all y'all, so y'all keep the people in your minds and your hearts, y'all. Again, as we relate to what the Sandinistas said in Latin America, the will of the people is greater than the man's technology, y'all. It's an honor. It's an honor to serve. Y'all. Let's continue to move forward. Make history, take history, and take history, y'all. Again, 83rd in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? It's going to Pittsburgh, the Reagan sisters, you know what I'm saying? Long Beach, you know what I'm saying? Devontae Moore. You know what I'm saying? I hope next Wednesday at the latest we had an update. What's his ID now? Where is he at? Because we got to keep our head up because motherfuckers just have you. We know they said we could hung ourselves in jail in a minute, y'all. Real talk. Keep your heads up, eyes open, and fist clenched. What's the call? Free them all. Give me something. What we got to take us out with? You know what? Do we have any DMX on deck? Any DMX on deck? I gotta ask you about Panther Cub Park. That's the one they've been playing.
Oh, that would have just been an easy one right there. Yes. But yeah, I got some DMX on deck, ready to meet him.
DMX and them dogs. Hey, we got some dogs on deck over here, y'all. They play no games. We don't. DMX, I relate to you, man. Real talk, y'all. DMX looking real good, you know what I'm saying? Even when he was on his down days, DMX still talking about these motherfuckers, man. Real talk, man. Hey, y'all know the Panther Cub Park, man. Man, keep it, man. Long live the nation. Let's keep your head up. Eyes and fists clenched, y'all. Let's make history. Take history. Take history. That's what it is. Say the Hampton House. What's it called? Free them all.
Let us pray. I thank you, Lord, for my birth and everything that's followed. I thank you, Lord, for today, and I will pray for tomorrow. I thank you, Lord, for the love of my life and a friend. I made a promise, and I'm loving my wife to the end. I thank you, Lord, for your guidance, because it's all that counts. And right here, right now, Lord, this is your house. I thank you, Lord, for a dream that came true to light. And I ask you to bless everybody in this room tonight. I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me, because I need you here with me. Without you in my life, it's empty. I think back how some people did me like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray, no, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought but to start, but I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit me, please give me the strength I need to live. Bear with me. Amen. We each walk the path that you've chosen. I'm ready to meet us. Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war to follow the law of the Lord. Lord, you left me stranded, and I don't know why. Told me to live my life, now I'm ready to die. Ready to fly, I cry, but I shed no tears. You told me you were dead, those fears. It's been years, snakes still coming at me. Just missing, sometimes I think all you do with me is just listen. I thought that I was special, that's what you told me. Hold me, stop acting like you don't know me. What I do so bad that it sent you away from me. Not only sent you away, but made you stay away from me. My child, I'm here as I've always been. It is you who went away and now I'm back again. What did I say? Follow your word and be true. What did you do? Well,
wanted to do.
What have you seen?
Darkness and hell at a glance.
What do you want?
All I want is another chance.
To meet them. Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war. But the real war follows the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them. Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war. But the real war follows the law of the Lord. Just because you went away, my doors are not locked. Wanna come back home? All you gotta do is knock.
You see, I left home a boy, but returned as a man. Full grown, and I'm still not able to stand.
I gave you a hand.
Well, but I was looking the wrong way. Figured out the plan, then I started to pray. And that prayer took me from here, over there, back to over here. Now it got me like, where
do I belong? Do I fit in? Things on my mind, where do I begin?
It's easier to sin, but it hurts my heart. I'm really trying to win, so where do we start?
Thou shalt not steal.
But what if he stole from me?
Thou shalt not kill.
But what if he's trying to kill me?
Thou shalt not take my name in vain. No matter how hard it rains, withstand the pain.
Ready to meet him.
Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war. But the real war follows the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet him. Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. It's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet
our Father, who art in heaven. I'm not ashamed to ask for guidance at 27. No longer afraid to knock on your door. Not scared anymore to lose my life in the war. After what I just saw, I'm riding with the Lord. Cause I really can't afford to lose my head by the sword. But now that I've seen what I need to see, please take me where I need to be.
What have you learned?
It's better to tell the truth than a lie.
What have you learned?
To love my life until I die.
What have you learned?
Violence isn't always the key.
What have you learned?
You can't always believe what you see.
What have you learned?
It's better to forgive and forget.
What have you learned?
Give as you expect to get.
What have you learned?
That I can't go on without you.
What have you learned?
I must have been a fool to ever doubt you.
Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. Just right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war. But the real war is to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them. Where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white. White hate black. Just right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war. But the real war is to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them. I'm ready to meet them.